Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for August 11th, that's what it is, 2014, I think. Something like that. Well, anyway, good to be on the same planet with you folks tonight. Hopefully I am. My name is Gary Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And we've got several callers that are in the booth, want to make a comment or get a reading, and we will get to you folks. Once you call in, don't call back. You'll start at the end of the line. And just to give you an idea, 832, these are area codes, 613-414-440-330. We're going to get to all of you and some more. So first, let me introduce myself real quickly. I said my name is Gary Wimmer. I started getting interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. And in 1972, '73, in that area, I started giving readings. And in 1977, I had a near-death experience. It was certainly the most enlightening thing I've ever been through in life. To this day, almost 40 years later, it still affects me. I think about it all the time, the insights I gained from that, the feeling of love and of power and being able to connect with the infinite mind. Wrote a book about it. Check it out. You'd find it interesting. It's called A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity. It's available on Amazon and Kindle. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me, and it was with stones, and I liked her method. It's called lithomancy. She taught me her method, and I adapted it to myself, made some little adaptations, I guess you could say. And I've used this method to give readings since 1980. Not many people know about this. I wrote a book about it called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can find that and a lot of information on my website. One way to get me is just go lithomancy.com, lithomancy.com, or you can check garywimmer.com/psychic, psychic. Or you can Google Reading Stones, you'll find me. But there's a lot of information about what I've done, about my books, about what I believe, about how I give readings. And the method I will be using tonight will be lithomancy and cards. And just to give you folks a general idea of how lithomancy works, I use 16 stones. 10 of these are planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 are personal stones: love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And what I do over the phone, what I'll be doing tonight, is holding these stones in my hand, charging them up, putting the caller's energy into them, and when they get nice and warm, I will ask you, caller, to simply say drop, D-R-O-P, one time loud and clear. I will drop the stones, and I will read this pattern like a clock around for 12 weeks. So I can do a general reading for you, can take some questions, and a lot of times if there's questions, I may just do a general reading, and the questions will pop up, but check out my books, A Second Eternity, check out my website, and check out Lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. It's a very interesting art, and it's learnable, like a lot of things in life. We forget that. We forget how much life can teach us. Stay open. I wanted to mention to you that one of the main things I learned in my near-death experience, and I apply it as best as possible, is to really realize the only moment we ever have in life is the moment we are living right now, right here. And at every moment in life, we decide if the world is enlightening us or screwing with us. And if we choose to see it screwing with us, that's what we'll see. And if we choose to see it's enlightening us, that's what we'll see. So we should all do ourselves a favor and use the most efficient, best use of free will that we have. And that's in how we interpret things, not necessarily in situations we're in, because we can't always predict those. But we can always, by free will, decide how we interpret things, and that empowers us to make good decisions and move forward. Having said all that, I'm going to start taking some calls here, and the first caller up is area code 832. Can you hear me, 832?
Yes, I can, Gary, and I want to say, you know, I agree with everything you say 100%. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can, my man. What's your name, brother?
The name is Prince, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've talked to you before, man. How you doing?
All right, well, man. I just have a quick question. You see,
go ahead.
Like I told you before, I'm a people greeter at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm content with the job. It don't really pay nothing. But I kind of like screwing with the customers as they come in the door.
Entertain yourself, entertain them, be nice, have a good time, break the seriousness. Amen, brother.
Yeah, that's how I like to do it. But it's mainly the females, basically. I don't know why, but I want to tend to attract females. You know, I want to do stuff to enlighten them, to make them smile, to make them, you know, want to, you know, get to know me and spend time with me.
Well, that's the best way to do it. That's really the best way to do it. I grew up with six brothers, and none of us really had a clue. I can only speak for myself and perfectly, though, about women. I didn't grow up with a sister. I had no idea how women worked. And it was very clumsy the first couple years I started dating. And then I started realizing how much women like to be happy, be fun, be pleasant, make them laugh. And you're doing the exact thing you need to be doing. Because while you were talking, I was pulling some cards apart from this deck. And, yes, there were three queens right as you were talking about these ladies. So, seriously, I'm serious. And now another one came up. Just as I said that, I cut the deck and another one came up. So, and there's another one. So this is showing you – this is actually a good practice for you to know how to balance your enthusiasm with your job, with your spontaneity, with your creativity. And I think this is going to this is probably a very good thing for you, even though it may not be where you want to be for the rest of your life, but it's very good for you to develop enthusiasm, take responsibility, do things right, even though you're not you know, getting the bucks. You never know when the guy who owns a company down the street will walk in and just like your attitude and say, "Hey, man, come and do this at my place, and I'll pay you five times as much." Why not?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily doing it for the money. I do it for the enthusiasm, because I meet some pretty cool people. And you're right, it's good for, you know, just like a sense of person. It's good to basically
apply techniques in life. If we want to learn to play piano, drive, type, you know, walk, we take for granted that because we learned it when we were real young. But life is techniques and decisions, and everything takes practice. So becoming spontaneous, becoming appealing, becoming happy, becoming empowered, it's a process, not a switch. It's something you work on.
Let's see,
go ahead.
I'm going to get to the question. It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, just ask it real quick and short, man. Nobody knows you.
Okay. Okay, the bottom line is this. I've gotten like more than a dozen phone numbers since I've been a people greeter. But every time we talk and text each other, every time I try to like really get to know people, both male and female, every time I want to interact with them, hang out with them, doing whatever with them, nobody hits me back. Everybody is so busy. It's like just yesterday I got like three or four different female phone numbers, if not more. And people say, "Well, call me, Prince. Call me when you get off work." But every time I call them, they'll text me, and we might talk like once or twice, and it's like I don't hear from them anymore.
It's kind of the pace of the world, the pulse of the world. Everybody's frantic, and certainly in America, because we always want to reach our dreams, and we're pushing hard. Don't take it personal, number one. Number two, try back. Number three, do it a different way. Write a letter. Figure out their address. Write them a letter. Do things differently. Don't call them up like everybody does. Or call them up and get your address. Say, hey, I wanted to send you a little card. You know. Now, if they'll give their address, they may freak out. But, you know, try it out. You're just a mutual address. Suppose. Do something different. You're already doing it. So increase that at your awareness, at your job. You're doing the right thing. That, like I said, that fine balance between jumping out there and being someone who startles people, because I've done that a lot in my life, and being someone who's cool, calm, and controlled and contained, and that's a balance. And I think you're working a lot on that. Does that help you, Chris?
Yes,
because I got a lot of calls.
Can you give me a reading before I get off the phone? Just a brief reading.
Yeah, I was feeling, I did a stone reading for you not too long ago, last week or 2 weeks ago, right?
Oh, so it's not good to just continue to do them like over and over?
No, go back and listen to that one last week or two, because it covers 3 months. But as you've been talking, I've been pulling these cards apart, and I kept feeling all these, and I'm seeing them again, a lot of aces, sevens. Sevens mean take a chance on yourself. Aces are fresh starts. Sixes are responsibility. And like I said, I was seeing the queens a while ago. Seven of hearts. Now it's saying, don't be afraid to take a good leap of confidence and faith, but keep things balanced. And you have to define that, and you have to decide that. Life will help you, but keep aware of the fact that you want to be balanced. That makes appeal.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
You have a good night, Prince. Okay.
You too, brother.
And go listen last week or so when we did a 3 month reading. Go listen to that one again. It's still valid for a couple, you know, for about 3 months, give or take.
Okay,
does brother?
That mean it's going to happen?
No guarantee of anything, but it's likely. That's all.
Well, thank
I
you.
Do.
I don't want to waste too much more time, but thank you a bunch. I'll be talking to you pretty soon, brother.
Stay inspired, brother. Okay.
You too, brother. Love you, man.
You too, friends. And to all you folks that give a reading to, remember, you can always listen back on the archives and download the show or listen back. This is area code 613. Do you hear me, 613?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking this call.
My pleasure. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Liz. You gave me a reading 3.5 years ago, and though I couldn't believe anything at that point, everything did happen.
Well, good. Did you say Lee? Is that your name, Lee?
Yeah, no, Lisa? It's Liz. Liz, yeah. Lisa in English. It's Liz in French.
I'm going to put Lisa because I'll remember that. Can I help? Can I give you another reading? What's happening? I'm glad the person worked out.
Yeah, this is what I would like to have a reading with the stones as you did there. It was, I was surprised how, accurate it was.
Well, you know, we can know a lot more about our lives than we believe. You know, you still get surprises no matter how much you know or who you are or how much I or any psychic or psychologist or whatever tells you. Chance, fate, curveballs are going to happen. They're just going to, because that's part of the chemistry that life has. It's going to always stay a little bit ahead of us. But we can know a hell of a lot more than we realize.
Yeah.
And having said that, Lisa, I will, these stones are nice and warm.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say drop very clearly. When you say that, I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, you have gained a lot of balance and harmony in the last, it feels like last year or so. And it's put you in a position where you're actually able to start making fresh decisions about, first of all, there's responsibilities and organization you have to do to sort of free some time up or some creative energy up. And as you go through this first week, it feels like you're making these decisions, probably some about relationships, balance, people you're involved with, your hopes and dreams, how to get there. And by the second week, it feels like you're really making fresh ground again. You're looking at a lot of things in your life, whether it's commitments, responsibility, and you're starting to see, wow, this is a new time. What's my new hopes? What's my new dreams? What's my new direction? And that helps clear a lot of things about family and love and things from the past clears it out. So you have this sort of free, fresh, clear horizon that you want. And that comes from about the third and fourth week here where your things really open up for you because, like I said, you're taking this first week to really see yourself as balanced. Why not? And that gives you the ability to actually bring that into play, to set some new plans into place, and to put a cap on the healing so you can really make use of this new balance that you're making in your life. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, you've got Mars, and it's pointing toward, it certainly involves men, but I feel like it involves not only men in your life that are supportive and helpful, but it feels like your energy, your creativity, whether it's your own personal business, your learning, your planning, your structure, all that, by the sixth and seventh week really takes off. And it's a result of this planning you're doing in the first week and the way you look at relationships differently. The one with yourself is, of course, always the most empowering. But by the ninth and tenth week here, it feels like around your place, your environment, both where you work, where you live, even if they're the same or different, you do have this, you've brought in this feeling of luck and blessedness and expansion and good feelings about business and prosperity and everything's working together. And a lot of that has to do with working out these issues by the second and third week. Because by the end of this three-month period, emotionally, you are going to be in the state you're working towards now, which is very fluid, very happy, very prosperous, lucky, making things work. And you've got a lot of energy and knowledge in that anyway. It's kind of letting go of your fears and frustrations here after you start these fresh dreams in the second week, by the third week and so forth, when you really process a lot of stuff, it really sort of really starts things going for you. In general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does. Right now I want to buy a house with my daughter there, and I was wondering if it was a good idea.
I think it is. I think there's just a lot of things y'all have to work out. You really do. Okay. You don't want to get in a situation and be fighting. And that's what I feel like you're working out with love and issues here. I mean, you can always change your mind and get another house later on fresh terms if it doesn't work out. But you do want to have the balance between y'all in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
The house won't make it, but if you get the balance, then the house is just complement on top of the balance.
Okay.
That makes sense to you, dear?
It really does. It really does, because I feel like, my kids are raised, they're out of the house right now, and it's a kind of new beginning for me.
No, it is. It is. Like I said, you've got Venus right at the top, and start seeing yourself as balanced and blessed and ready to really expand and grow, because you're in the place and time right now. You can make those decisions.
Okay.
And even how you relate to your daughter. Don't look at your fear and apprehension. You know, you don't want to drive off a cliff. So yeah, you look to see the cliff, but you don't be afraid of it. You just turn the other way. Make a lot of good decisions for yourself here in the next week or two, because that's going to set you up to do a lot of healing, which is it's necessary. It's the prerequisite toward a lot of expansion for you.
Okay.
And in a way, you kind of know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do. I have to.
Don't be afraid.
I'm looking at things in another way right now.
Well, that's good. The more ways you look at things, the more possibilities you have. Don't limit yourself. Okay?
And this
is really a time for you, like I said, to really think outside the box and expand your parameters and so forth. And you do it by the first week or two just by decisions and dreams. And then once you make those, you're starting to see how to process things that so they can come true. And some of it has to do with love and family and curing, healing that.
Okay. So that's great. And I thank you very much, and I'll call
Lisa?
You back sometimes later.
Glad you enjoyed it, girl. Tell people what I do. Tell them about Psychics Gone Wild. Tell them about this show. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
You too. And remember, Lisa and all you folks, you can go listen to the archives. Download them to your computer or just listen to them in real time, either way. I'm going to get a little bit of water and be back in about less than a minute, probably about 30 seconds. I'm going to play one of these songs here, and we'll be with 414 coming up, then 440 and 330. So you folks stick around. We'll get to all of you. So just a minute to get a little bit of water. Be right back. That was less than 30 seconds. It was actually 26 seconds. So, having said that, we're moving on. Good to have you folks with us tonight. Check out what I do. Check out on this website on Blog Talk Radio or lithomancy.com. Having said that, we're moving to area code 414. Are you there, 414?
Yes. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Felicia.
Felicia?
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
How can I help you, my dear?
Just general, I believe, I guess.
Oh, okay. I will do that. And I call this 3 months in 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And I am charging these stones up, Felicia, getting your energy into them. And you relax. You need to relax a little bit more in life. Everything's going to be all right. And I hope to be able to point out to you how here. All you have to do, Felicia, when it feels right to you, is just say drop one time very clearly.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you have the play stone right at the top. It feels like a lot of things in your environment you're having to sort of deal with, reevaluate, and probably get some resolution. Some issues there, but just in the first couple of days and week, it feels like you're getting support from someone, whether it's a friend or a female, it feels like, and it's giving you, you're starting to feel actually more fortunate within the first week or so, because in a way you know that there's a lot of resolve here, and intuitively you kind of know it's not that far from you. It's just, it's almost like you making a determination that things are workable and that you can get them settled out. That's the first thing you do. If you're trying to do a 100-yard dash, the first thing you want to think is, I'm going to win. I'm going to make it. Not, I'm going to trip. I'm going to trip. So just within the first couple of days a week, it feels like starting to get good feelings about things. You're starting to feel support within yourself. You're starting to realize that you're actually closer to the solution than you realize, much closer. And as you go through this first week or two, it feels like you're straightening a lot of these relationship issues out. And it's putting you on a fresh footing. And it's something that the time is right to do that, you know, to get this new feeling of not being chained to the past or chained to unpleasant situations. But to be inspired and to almost like make use of this power you feel within yourself, this resolve. Is this making sense to you, my dear?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay. Because by the second into the third week here, you're going to, like I said, almost by sheer determination and the fact that you start to feel lucky. And that's, we should all feel that, because if we feel lucky, we see lucky things. If we feel crappy, we see crappy things. It's pretty simple. As I was saying at the start of the show, we get the power to interpret. And so no matter what's going on, if you re-gauge, recalculate the way you're interpreting, just in the first couple of days and week, that's almost like giving you the solution. Because it feels like almost don't be afraid of getting this cleared out and resolved to move on. And it feels like there's a lot of decision-making and communication here that comes comes up in the next couple of weeks. But by the third week here, it feels like not only you pretty well solved a lot of this, you feel a lot of power back in your life. You've kind of learned a new, you've been chained and enclosed for a while. You're learning to free yourself mentally and spiritually. Because if you do that, you can free yourself from any situation. You know, maybe you can't get out of prison if you're, you know, locked up for life, but you can sure make it closer to heaven than hell. That's a decision you make. But as you go through this first week or two, you're so close to this. Don't be afraid of getting things clear and resolved. Yeah, there's some ups and downs, but they're minimum compared to how much expression you have coming to you, how much good decision-making, how much abundance and hopefulness and dreaming and good relationships and balance can come out of you not being afraid to sort of do and say what needs to be done. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've really brought about a lot of very positive not only feelings for yourself, but good decisions. You're looking forward into the future now rather than kind of struggling with environment and it feels like a relationship issue. A guy's involved. Pardon me?
My husband, we're working on things. Well, our marriage is fine. It's that we're trying to work on putting things in place because our son is going off to college. And where he's moving to, where he's going, we're going to. So we're trying to put things in place and let him go first, and we'll be right behind him.
Ah, that feels good because a lot of your concerns, like I said, you're so close to the solution. A lot of your concerns are, you don't need to worry about them. You know,
I'm not anymore.
Oh, good, good. Okay, because it does feel like you've been working on this and the resolution is so close. So if you've already done it or got 90% of the way, even better. Because by the third and fourth week, you're not only is this trip up good, it's good for you, it's good for the family, it's good for your son. It's good for you knowing how to, be at peace with things. He's growing up, he's going away, things are different. It's okay. It's going to actually open up another level of love between you all because now you have to talk over the phone or write letters. Or email, but write letters, talk, you know, that sort of thing. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, your communication skills, your decision-making skills, your feelings of abundance, of moving forward are all really quite successful for you. And toward the end of this three-month period, what you're going through here just by recognizing how lucky you are and how much you can, make progress on the relationship, the situation, the change, all that sooner rather than later. It shows you that by the ninth to the 12th week, how when there's other changes in your life, it's almost like, well, I got that one down. It's like in music, if you can play in the key of G, you can play in the key of F, just a couple notes different. The theory's the same. So you're learning a lot so you can apply it in the future in order to have even better plans, environment-wise, communication-wise, balance-wise, harmony-wise, love-wise. So even though there's this thing, like I said, at the very top, I felt with place, some sort of change of place and environment, realize real quickly it's going to be a very lucky thing for you, and keep your mind glued to that. And it gives you power in other areas. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope that helps you, Felicia. God bless you. Have a good night. Stay empowered. Okay, my dear. And you too, my dear. Moving on down the line, we're going to try and get to everybody. This is 440. Whoop, where'd 440 go? Excuse me. We got 440. Do I have you on the line?
You sure do. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Marianne.
Marianne. Okay. I type it into the little thing here on the studio so I can remember. There. Now I can remember your name. Okay. How can I help you, Mary?
All right. I want to see what you might see in the way of a love relationship coming into my life.
Well, you know, interesting enough, right as you were asking those questions, I read the signs right before me all the time immediately. And right as you were asking that, I was picking up the two stones, one the love stone and one the Uranus stone. I had the other 14 in my hand, and I was picking these two up. And I'll explain what that means in context with what I'm about to tell you whenever you say drop, my dear. Okay?
Drop.
Okay. Well, they actually came close to each other again. You know what it feels like? You've got Neptune right in the center, and that's the power of dreaming and visualizing and hoping and aspiring. And you need to really reignite that. Consciously believe in that power again. You kind of do, but you kind of, maybe it's a little hippy-trippy cosmic stuff that may not work, but it does. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, yes.
This is really helping you just in the next week or two get back to, if you want to reach your dreams, don't be afraid of trying different ways to see them. Uranus is change. And when I saw it next to the love stone as I was picking these stones up, it meant change love, real literal. Change the way you feel about it. You're not missing anything. You're 100% complete person, and you're going to get a compliment here as opposed to, I can make it, I'm a little lonely, but I can make it. That's not quite reaching your dream. That's a starting point. And so just consider it a starting point and use this next couple of weeks to really launch yourself out and be brave and think about things and think outside the box, because that's going to be one of the things that's going to bring love into your life, is being having your light on so strong, so positively, that you can walk into a store and a soulmate will pick up on it, that sort of thing, and be drawn toward you, and that's what you want. So don't be afraid of having it on that way. And a lot of it has to do with, like I said, Neptune right in the center, core of your spirituality. Turn that power back on again, because it's not that, you haven't forgotten that much about it. It's kind of like if I'm a musician, I play guitar and piano my whole life, mostly guitar, and I don't play every day now. I may pick it up once every 2 or 3 weeks and play around for a while. But it takes me 15 minutes to get my fingers to move and get my chops down to where I can play nice and efficiently. I have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make that decision to practice. Do that in the first week or two, and it's going to start erasing all your fears about things you're missing, and it's going to turn you on to how to bring the things you want to you in a fresh way. The way that worked last year was last year's way. This is a whole new discovery about yourself, the way you feel about love, like I said, with the Uranus and the love stone when I went to pick these up originally. So as you go through this first week or so, keep yourself real inspired and very conscious of the fact that, you know, I want to have these fresh dreams work for me. I don't want to think of what I'm missing. I want to think of what I'm bringing toward myself. And that becomes a new mantra. And all of a sudden, by the second and third week here, you're starting to realize, wow, I needed that. It's a whole fresh wake-up call for you. It brings your magic back into your life. It brings your hopes, your expectations, your dreams on the same page as your situation and your ability and where you're at. So it's not like trying to connect worlds that are very distant. It's like you being able to just roll down the window and have fresh things blow in. So that's the symbolism I saw.
Okay.
Because by the fourth and fifth week here, it feels like you're either making yourself more available, going out, you've got the play stone next to Venus. It feels like even if you invite girlfriends over, friends, just some stimulus, tell them to invite some wild guys over, do things different. Do things real different. Try to make this Neptune, which is stretching, which is, it's got all these stones around it, saying how it's kind of imprisoned, but liberated. Like I said at first, the love stone right next to Uranus, when I was picking up, change the way you feel about love, and it starts with you. Love yourself. Lighten up. Let yourself really start to dream again. And as you do, you're going to see how it affects your decisions, your optimism, and even around your home and your place, the enthusiasm just becomes quite different. And that's what's going to start bringing men to your life, the right people, the right time, knowing how to have your sense of satisfaction and harmony right there. God, I wish I would have, or... if this opportunity happens, then, no, it's right there at the moment. So you're getting, by the 6th and 7th and 8th week here, you're really turning this on again. I think I've just kind of pulled a little plug in you to say, wow, that's right. Just restart this whole imagination thing on a much more empowering basis. The universe is going to give us a bunch of crap anyway. We don't have to take a spoon to spoon it on ourselves. You know?
Yep.
Yeah, so start seeing all your ability, your dreaming, your visualization, and take the fears out of yourself of actually coming out ahead as much as you'd like. Sometimes we say we want to win, but we a little hold back. Well, if I do, I'll have to be, well, screw it, then don't win. But if you want to win, believe in yourself. Because by the end of this three-month period, the Love Stone is next to the Luck Stone and Mercury, and that's showing you how to make a lot of good decisions about it. And it's not 3 months away. It's just the next couple of days you start getting this liberation for yourself. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Nope, okay.
Makes perfect sense.
Does that help you, girl?
It does. Thank you so much.
You too, Marianne. And you have a good evening. Let people know about the show. Let them know what I do. Appreciate it very much for you calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Moving on down the line, we are taking area code 330. 330, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes, who am I speaking with, my dear?
Chrissy.
Chrissy, beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful name.
I have a question about, like, what career path I'm, what's the energy like about the career path I'm heading on?
Okay, talk for just a second. I'm getting a drink.
All right. Ooh,
okay. Just back. I had to get a drink and didn't want to gulp in the mic, but I ended up gulping in the mic. What's the question you want about career? How can I help you in that regard?
I wanted to see what's the energy like. I wanted to see, like, what career path I'm headed on, what's the energy like surrounding it.
Are you in a healing field, medical, something like that?
Dental hygiene, that's what I'm
dental
studying. That's what
okay,
I want
yeah,
to study.
Yeah, it felt like something in vain, some sort of health thing. Well, I think it's good for you to do that. I don't necessarily think you're going to probably stay there your whole life. But it feels like that's a good thing to do while you're already in that, correct? You're already studying that. Oh, you're thinking about it?
Yes.
Okay, and that feels like a good option. What's your other choice?
Mathematics.
Quite a span. I know I was an electrical engineer. I did a lot of math, just all math. Got out of college and glad I started playing guitar. Too much math. You know, I feel like you're good at both of them. I feel like it's almost like the dental thing seems like it can get you quicker cash. More steadily, you can get jobs easier, you can move around to different dentists. Math feels like a better long-term thing, but you have to, like, get a master's or a doctor or something to really...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It feels like more years.
Yeah.
And it even feels like, you know, if you want to, you could do your dental thing temporarily and go to school at night or take some courses to see how much you want to get involved in math, what it takes, what the but it does feel like the dental hygiene thing is probably closer, better, easier to do at this point, quicker rewards, and I feel like you have a natural healing thing in you anyway. That's what I felt originally, is you have this medical healing nature. You, bottom line, have to make the decision, Chrissy. But
yeah.
It doesn't feel like you have to tie yourself in knots over this. It feels like you've got two winning possibilities, and you're in a pretty good position right now in life, it feels like. You know, maybe not perfect, maybe not all the money and stability you'd like, but it feels like you've got, you know, fresh plans happening. You're vibrant. You've got a lot of good energy working for you. You've got a lot of enthusiasm. So you kind of have to decide which one, but I felt like the dental thing would give you easier cash quicker, and then you could look into the math thing more. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
That's kind of where you were headed anyway, correct?
Yes.
Well, it feels okay for you, because like I said, the first thing I felt is you're not going to be doing teeth your whole life. It feels like maybe, you know, 5-8 year career, something like that, and things can certainly change, but it doesn't feel like you're going to be doing this 45 years from now. You know? Does that help you, dear?
Yes.
Was that your main question?
Yes.
Well, just to let you know, I just picked a card for you, and it came up the Ace of Spades, highest card in the deck next to a Joker. So don't doubt your ability to accomplish both short-term hopes and dreams and long-term. You with me?
Yes.
You have a lot of luck in your life. You have a lot of ability. Maybe it's not all come to the surface yet, but you've got quite a you're going to accomplish a lot and be very happy, and you're going to find the right relationship for yourself. You're single right now?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to find a good relationship next year or two. Just lighten up on it. Does that help you?
Yes.
You have a good day, my dear. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Let people know about the show. Come back and hear us. Let them know what I do, and stay happy.
All right, I will. Okay. Thanks.
Sure. Bye-bye. I use that term, stay happy, a lot, because the truth of the matter is, it's how we interpret things. And so, no matter what it is in life, folks, keep yourself light, keep yourself happy. It brings about miracles rather than enhancing the chaos or confusion you're already in. So, I haven't been checking on this chat room at all, so glad all you folks are chatting. I've been kind of busy here, running through the phone calls. By the way, we are up to 970. Are you with us, 970?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Patty.
Patty, how are you, my girl?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, my famous saying is 5 minutes of CNN, I realize how lucky I am.
You know?
World's in chaos, and I look at that and think, wow, I got a roof over my head, and I feel fairly good count your blessings. Count your blessings.
Yeah.
How can I help you, Patty?
Well, I'd love it if you could tell me what's going to happen in the next coming months, and maybe if you see anything in regards to love.
Okay, my dear. I will indeed. I'm charging these stones up, Patty, to use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then 6 based on life. How'd you find this show, just curiosity?
Oh, well, I'm on Blog Talk, and I know some people who listen to the show.
gotcha, girl. Okay. Well, I'm charging these stones up, Patty, putting your energy into them. They are getting nice and warm. And whenever you feel it's right, you just say drop. One word, very clear, drop. Okay?
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, this is kind of interesting. It feels like you're going from a point of, I guess, how do I say this, rigidness to less rigidness, structure to a little more like free-form way of thinking and believing and acting and hoping.
Yes, makes sense.
Pardon me?
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah, it feels like, because you have to be conventional for your career in some way, but it's not necessarily, you don't want to take that mindset all the way home all the time. You want to have a whole new series of dreams. So that's why I was feeling you start this week with a whole new reference point as far as, there's things you have to do that are serious and so forth, but there's a lot of things you get to do and want to do, and that has to do with love, and that has to do with expanding beyond what your requirements are right now, dreaming big, hoping big. And so sort of allow yourself to do that, even though, time and responsibility may limit that. But you don't sit around and daydream all day long. You just do it when you go to sleep, when you meditate, when you hope. And the rest of the time, you're very conscious of the signs around you confirming that your dream's already coming true. That's reading the signs. That's seeing verification. And that helps you sort of break out of like a real literal interpretation of things. And that's sort of the thing that I feel is going to really be a factor in you attracting the right mate. It's almost like you getting up to you're up to your potential in so many areas when it comes to you having confidence in yourself and seeing putting your femininity and your beauty out there with it fully and confidently. You've reserve, and that's understandable. You women have to be reserved in some sense, but you can also make big breaks. The lady I live with now, I met her 5 years ago. She gave me her phone number, came up and met me. I was honored. I wanted to meet her, but she was always busy at a meeting, so she came up and met me. I went, wow, great. Gave me the wrong phone number. 6 months later, I caught her and got the correct phone number, and then she, spent a couple years living in different places, and finally we started living together about two and a half years ago. And I'm 66, I fell in love at 64 or 62,
and we're still
together. More of my story is think big. Think a lot.
Right. I've been trying to do that.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Limiting myself a little bit.
That's what I felt like. You're trying to hold on to the normal, predictable life you have to for work or family or job or career or education or all this sort of thing. But part of you, don't let that dream side of you get dormant. And as you go through this next week and a half to two, you can maintain everything you have to do, but start getting this mystical power back in yourself. And I'll give you all an example. This is a very good lesson. Hear me out, folks. About 2 years ago, I lost my keys for about the 30th time. Frantically looked through all the drawers, didn't find them, of course. Sat down on the couch and thought, this is stupid. This is pointless. I'm not going to go about it this way. Keys, you find me. And literally, I thought that for the next 48 hours. Ain't going to go look for them, Keys. You pull me to you. And they did. And 2 days later, I found them. And I taught that to my girlfriend. She's used it consistently. I've used it to find keys, to find money, to find things I missed. There was a guy who came over to my house a while ago for a reading. And I said, let me get my water. And I looked, and I didn't know where it was. And I said, let me zen it in. And the next thing I did, I stumbled right into it. I don't lose stuff very long anymore. I pull it back to myself directly. We can create a system of confidence and power. I'm not trying to screw anybody out of money. It's a challenge between me, myself, and I. You with me? It's thinking outside the box, turning the wheels around. Hell no, Keys. You pull me. I'm not going to waste any more
time. That's
funny
because I actually kind of did that with someone. I said, if you would like a friendship or whatever, have to show me that that is what you want, because I had been the one always reaching out and being the
right
one to put myself out there. So I'm like, no, this can't be.
Well, it's a combination.
Like anymore.
In a relationship, it's a combination of putting yourself out there enough, because if nobody ever discovers you, you can't be discovered. But
that's
also
true.
doing it from this point of empowerment, bringing the right vibe to you, bringing the right guy to you. And it's really how much love and kindness and energy and beauty and harmony you put out. So it feels like in these next couple of weeks, you're really addressing a lot of the things that hold you back. And you're recognizing them, and you're actually taking them off. I mean, disconnecting. And that's a very healthy process, because that is what is going to bring you love. It's getting rid of your fears and your doubts and so forth. And you're going to find a lot of this by the 4th, 5th, and 6th week. You're going to be a lot clearer on things just because you're making decisions now about how you want to be re-inspired about things. You want to find love. And sort of changing from concentrating all the things you don't have or what's not working to screw that. Find your keys. Bring your dream to you. Why not? You with me?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes a lot of sense.
Because by the 8th, 9th, and 10th week, this is going to become quite your system, and it feels like you're actually, I wouldn't be surprised if by the 8th, 9th, and 10th week, you're either dating or getting yourself out there or feeling a lot more love in all three of those in some form or combination.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Absolutely, yes. But I do think I need to do a little more work on myself, but I'm getting there, I think.
That's the only place we can ever do any work, really. I mean, we can
help
people. We can help people. We can vote for them. We can beg. We can plead. We can affect them. But we can only make ourselves become who we want. We can't make other people become who we think they should be. You know?
Yes, that's very true. Well, thank you very much.
You too,
it
Patty.
It really was. Very
good.
Helpful. Thank you.
Good. Well, you can always listen back on the archives. Go back to this show, download to your computer, or listen to it. And we've got 917-509. I can get to both y'all. If we get time, we'll go to a couple more here. This is 917. Are you there, 917? Area code 917. Are you with us?
Hello.
Hello, 917. Yeah, what's your name, my dear?
Hey, thank you for taking my call also.
You too. Who are we speaking
with? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, my dear. You?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for your services tonight.
Well, good. What's your name, my dear?
My name is Anna.
Okay, Anna, how can I help you?
I'm wondering if you see me and Matthew connecting again.
Okay. I'll tell you what, dear, I'll kind of concentrate on that.
Okay.
When you say drop, I'll drop these stones and I'll kind of look it in that area, okay? So all you have to do is say drop. Whenever it feels good for you, just say drop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing I felt, are y'all distant? Are y'all away from each other?
Sorry?
Are you away from each other?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it felt. First thing I felt like is you're away from each other, some distance there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in a way, I feel like the distance is good for you. And here's why. Because it's going to give you time to process. You can't process for him. You can't make his decision. You cannot. The best thing you can do is bring yourself up to this level of contentment within yourself, happiness,
mm-hmm.
that he can compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he sees you're happy and confident and so forth, you become much more desirable than when you're needy, you know,
yeah.
or lonely or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, So you start thinking the stones at the very top here. I'm not going to explain how I'm interpreting this, but they're showing that you have a lot of power right now in the next week or two to really see yourself as complete and full and everything's working fine, and he can be the complement to it. Because by doing that, you're taking the focus off what's he going to do. Does he love me? Is he going to come back? Is it good for us? And putting the focus on you, which is this moment, right now, how you feel. And as you just start doing that in the next week or two, it starts building up a lot of confidence in you. It lets you know even more effectively how to communicate with him. It lets you understand how to deal with the time displacement factor between y'all. And it basically empowers you a lot because rather than focus on what his decision might be, and that
yeah.
seems to be something that's changing because guys at that age, you know, I know, I'm 66. I was feel like he's in his 20s. I was that age. You got testosterone pumping through everywhere, and it lasts for about 40 years before it becomes manageable, you know. And that's
mm-hmm.
true. That's the way men are created. So you empower yourself, and you feel like if you want him to choose you over anybody and make and it's hard at that age because, like I said, guys got a lot of testosterone going around. You make yourself the most desirable person there is, and not just to get him, but for you to feel that power in yourself and that magic. And then, like I said, you're a complete already. Him
yeah.
is icing on the cake. Do you see what I'm saying, my dear?
Yeah, but it's very hard it has been in the past difficult to maintain it. When I find someone, it's like I lose myself, you know? And
yeah,
then
well,
I become a needy, crazy.
Yeah,
like, I don't like myself much then.
Well, you have to learn that. It's just like when you play piano, you hit some wrong notes, you learn how to not play them again. You drive down the street, you pay attention. You don't run into people in trash cans. You pay attention. You make good decisions as you drive. It's the same thing in life. When you feel yourself getting this lack of confidence, go, wait a minute, that's not what I want to be. Shift courses.
I hate that. I can't deal with that anymore.
No, girl, you ought to love change. It allows you to heal yourself instead of staying stuck in gear. That's what you don't like, stuck in a bad gear.
Yeah, stuck in a bad gear and so painful, yeah.
Okay,
that's why
well,
I feel like...
You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. Really. You're young. I can guarantee you, you don't have to stay there. But it's not a switch. It's a process. And you learn this process. Like I said, the very thing I felt very first is within yourself, within confidence. Quit worrying about if other people love you, are going to compliment you, be there. Find this beauty in yourself, whether it's art, work, talk, communication, family, all these good connections you have. Find love and balance and peace right at the moment you're in. And then you've got this light on. And then when he reconnects with you, he's not thinking, he doesn't know what's coming out of you next. You keep him surprised. You're not so predictable. And you don't want to end up being predictable. And you want to be a surprise. And you want to be empowered. So start thinking that way. And when you hit a bad note, you slip back into fear or doubt or the past, recognize it, change it, let go. It is a process, okay? It's not. Well, good girl. Stay in tune, stay happy, and I hope that helps you, Anna.
Thank you. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You too, girl. You have a good night, okay?
Okay. Good night.
Good night. And Anna, like everybody, you can download the archives. Come back to listen to the archives. Probably the last reading of the night, folks. Got a lot of callers. This is 509. Are you with us, 5? Hello.
Yeah.
Who am I speaking?
Erica.
Erica, how can I help you, my dear?
I just had an interview Friday at a gym, and I had one today for the Boys and Girls Club. Which one do you see that I'm supposed to get? Or, like, where should I – which one is meant for me?
Well, the first one, the one that went today, that felt kind of good. It went fairly well, didn't it? Right?
Yeah,
it went fairly well. Yeah, well,
yeah,
that was
because...
that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm saying that, yeah, you were kind of nervous. You went in there, it went better than it went pretty good, and you got to give yourself. Remember, he knows you're interviewing for a job, and so you're going to be tense. That's kind of, they look over that and look for personality, push, drive. But you've already practiced that. So don't be afraid of having a bidding war. Go look at the other job, too. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're double your flavor, double your chances, and so forth. And that way, you have the best of either option. I wouldn't limit myself until they give you a yes or no on this salary at this time, you're free agent. And so I would certainly look at it that way because you know just like I do, you don't want to be caught with only one option, do you?
Yeah, but I mean, like, which one do you see that I'm meant to be at?
Well,
or none of these?
You know, meant to be is sort of, that's maybe a confusing term. We create in this lifetime. We create with what we've got. You can go way A, way B. You can take different paths. You'll learn something at any path. Yes, there are better decisions. It's better to go to college than it is to go, drown yourself in liquor.
Yeah, I'm finishing to transfer to a university, but this is just like a part-time thing, and I want to know, like, which one is best and if, you know, like,
well,
yeah.
I feel like the first thing I felt is, and I've only got a couple seconds here left. First thing I felt was the interview went pretty good today. Second thing I felt is you've already got this experience of going through that, so now you're kind of ready to go out and apply again somewhere else or go through another interview. And then it feels like in the next week or so you're going to get, next week to 2 weeks, you're going to get some good feedback to confirm which way to move. Got to go, girl. Only got 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I got
too
late. I hope that helps you, my dear.
Yep, thank you.
Stay beautiful, Erica. A few other folks that called in, Sorry I didn't get to you. We had a lot of callers tonight. Check back. We'll be here tomorrow night, Sunday, tomorrow night on Blog Talk. See you then. Have a good weekend. See you next week, next Monday, and tomorrow night.